You're beautiful, and that's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure.
Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can find me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. If you prefer to watch and listen, go check out the Civic Media Radio Network's YouTube channel or find our live video feed on my Twitter, Insta, and the Book of Faces at Maggie Dawn Show. And you can participate. You can chat us there. And you can always text us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm talking about the housing crisis for basically every single working family in America that is occurring right now, that's happening in our backyards, that Donald Trump has said absolutely zero about. All those executive orders, nothing. That rambling, weird inauguration speech, nothing. That rally that came afterwards, nothing. I thought he ran on helping the middle class and working people. Well, this to me would seem to be issue number one, an actual issue, not falsely making claims about inflation that Biden brought down after Donald Trump screwed up our economy. No. What are you going to do about housing, Mr. President? Not a word. And we know it's bad because we got this software out there, RealPage, that's helping corporate landlords that own millions of properties across the country and right here in Madison, Wisconsin, using that software to gouge renters. We know that this is happening because private equity and hedge funds are snapping up single-family homes, reducing the supply for regular people to buy, which drives up those prices. They're snapping up rental properties, you know, like the biggest asset manager in the world, BlackRock. Yeah, that's the billionaire class. Not a word about that. I wonder if Donald Trump will let the Department of Justice continue its lawsuits against these price fixers. I'm going to call them price gougers. But what is he doing? He's going to do the very thing that's going to make housing more expensive for everybody. He's going to slam a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico. We know how disastrous that is for housing prices in this country because he did it the first time around. That's no solution. That's making an already bad crisis even worse. This is what is to come. Now, I haven't even gotten into the fact that because of the legacy of redlining and lending discrimination that our country has a well-known history of, it is even worse for Black and brown folks. But we don't even have to talk about this in terms of race, though we should. It happens to all families, all working people. There's guaranteed someone you know is struggling to find affordable housing. I want to hear about it. We're going to go to the phones now. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Enzio from Eau Claire, thank you for being patient, sir. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering how, like, those hedge funds and everything like that, like, how is that, I guess it's a weird question, but how is that legal? Like, how can they monopolize an entire market like that, and nobody has been talking about it for the last, you know, 20 years?
Yeah, it's a great, first of all, it's not a silly question, Enzio. The only silly question that is the one that's in your head that you don't ask. So thank you so much for calling. Because basically our antitrust laws, let me back up. At the most granular level, almost all real estate is bought by LLCs. So the ownership structures are actually pretty complicated. So you have to get, first of all, to the beneficial owner. Even when that is clear, because there are so many housing units in any given metropolitan statistical area, proving these things up is actually a challenge. Now, the Biden administration took a very hard line under the Federal Trade Commission to stop what I generally term as anti-competitive practices, which can be the things that artificially reduce supply, which happened in the egg market when they started to kill off hens to reduce the egg supply and drive egg prices even further up. It can include price fixing. It can include price gouging. It can include things like, you know, during a pandemic and people need toilet paper, that all of a sudden toilet paper costs $5 a roll, things like that. Those are all the sorts of things that under our antitrust laws and our competition laws should be illegal. Now, that was one of the proposals that Vice President Harris made, was to really lean into price fixing prosecutions and civil enforcement actions. And the FTC was moving that way, right, under the Biden-Harris administration. Many economists are scared to death about what's going to happen with housing prices as well as general consumer good prices, not just because of tariffs, Enzio, but because of the fact that Donald Trump has basically sold away the regulatory system to the highest bidder. And the first thing they're going to say is, allow me to continue to consolidate industries. And as an economist, I'll tell you, whenever you see industry consolidation, it means that prices are going to drive up. Oh. And it is much more likely that those owners, those consolidated owners, whether they're in private equity, hedge fund, or just within that industry, can engage in illegal antitrust, anti-competitive practices. And by the way, one last bit of history here. Where did our antitrust system come out of? It came out of all of the steel and railroad magnates that created these impenetrable trusts that controlled major swaths of entire industries in this country that laid the groundwork for the Great Depression. That is when we saw the Sherman antitrust law, that it was following the Great Depression. It was like, we have to regulate industries. And the last little bit I'll give you is this. I hear conservatives all the time saying that they're pro-business. The failure to enforce our antitrust laws, right, and our regulatory structures to ensure fair competition kills small businesses. Have I answered your question, sir? I tried to give you all the angles on that.
Thoroughly, absolutely, yeah. I'm just, you know, hopefully eggs get cheaper at some point, but
yes. Well, thanks so much for listening, Enzio. I hope you continue to participate. I appreciate your engagement this afternoon. Jeff from Madison, you're up next. What do you have to say, sir?
Well, I'm calling from Superior, Wisconsin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Sorry, got that wrong. Okay. Jeff from Superior, Wisconsin. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, pretty good. The city of Superior has the oldest housing stock in the state of Wisconsin. And I believe one of the answers that our city fathers presented was rezoning our entire city so that you can build these little homes. There are homes that are smaller square footage. You can get a mortgage for less than $100,000. So instead of paying rent, you're paying on a mortgage. And I will say, I do know landlords in Superior who are, you know, we have what we call Superior Days, where they go down to Madison and talk to legislators and try to present ideas. I will say there's a very real concern about those people who cannot afford to pay their rent. But when we go in there to clean out the apartment, there's drugs and needles, and they can afford the beer and cigarettes and all that. So it really is a personal responsibility, in my opinion. But I appreciate your observations.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Might I be so bold, and if you can stick on the line for a second, might I be so bold as to suggest this? It's not one or the other. And we know, and this happens, and economists will measure this, like every time we enter a recessionary period, consumption of legal and illegal substances goes up because people are stressed and worried. And one of the single biggest causes of people being stressed and worried, of course, is they don't have secure housing. And so I think this is one of those things where we can ask people to be responsible, but if we haven't created a sufficient amount of supply of affordable housing, hey, and people are freaking out and living on the edge because of that, it's a big jump to make moral judgments of folks who are coping with what is existential threat because they don't have stable, safe, and affordable housing. Ann, you're up next on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Yeah, I am just like, I have so much going on in my head. Where do I start on this topic? But, you know, as soon as the rich pay their fair share, we are going to see a major, major decline, and things are going to get bad here. We, you know, this guy talks about these tiny homes that they're going to build for people. You know what? We're trying to build a two-bedroom, two-bathroom home, and we can't even build it for under $400,000.
Yep.
I mean, and then they, these people, these builders, these young builders, they think Trump is God. Like, oh, interest rates will go down. Just wait. And I looked at this young builder, and I said, are you kidding me? If they put tariffs on Canada, we won't be building a house. I said, and you'll be lucky to be in business. And he was like shocked by that. I'm thinking, and then we, I live in, right now we are renting, and we haven't even been here a year, and they're already raising the price $200. And this is a billionaire that's building all of these apartments, you know, where you
hear almost guarantee you they're using RealPage. I almost guarantee you that. It's unbelievable. Thanks so much for calling in. We got a few callers stacked up. Want to give everybody a crack at it. If you want to hang on and make additional points in, let me just get through these other callers. I also wanted to answer a question from Mary in Wauwatosa. She asks, if one's apartment manager refuses to acknowledge subscribing to RealPage, is there any way to find out? First of all, go to RealPage's website because they list a bunch of the property ownership companies. Figure out what the actual ownership company is. It may be different than the property management company that you're dealing with. The next one is to check out the DOJ lawsuit. I will try to locate those web sites and add them to today's show notes. Mary from Wauwatosa, thanks so much. And you can hang on there. Just give me a couple more minutes. We got Kurt from Madison on the horn. Kurt, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm not an economist, but Robert Wright is, and I follow him on a lot of topics. And what voters have to start asking themselves, and they simply don't, and he covers this really well, what is the Commonwealth and how does it apply to democracy and welfare for everyone? So there's a difference between making widgets like spinning tops and you sell a billion of them and you become wealthy. And then there's things you need to survive, which is housing, a place to live, which is not just to stay alive, but it's also a reflection of the health of the community. And as soon as those things get compromised, then everything falls apart as it is now. So the federal regulations and state regulations, if they really cared about the Commonwealth, there would be institutions in place to make sure that this hedge fund people can't buy properties. And a lot of this stuff would go away. But this is directed towards the Republican callers that call into this show. You've got to start asking yourself, the people that you think are wonderful, how are they protecting the Commonwealth? I see no signs of it whatsoever.
Yeah. I've called it pandemic profiteering. I hate the fact that we could talk about the healthcare industry, Kurt, right? Like the idea that our healthcare industry is a for-profit industry boggles the mind. Here are things that every human being deserves to have in order to maintain human dignity, right? A safe, affordable place to live, healthcare, like vigorous, engaging public free education, access to the internet for free, meaningful libraries, like access to books and information, right? We could go on and on and on. If you are in the business of exploiting regular people in products and in things that they need to live, like housing, yeah, that's why regulations exist. As I often say, regulations are for regular people because rich billionaires do not need them one little bit. When we come back, we're going to close out this discussion. I've got some breaking news for everybody. If you are on the lines, Mark, I see you. Ann, I see you. CJ, I will try to get you in if we have time. I'm going to also take some calls from the text or some texts from the text line. If you want to get your info and viewpoint in, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And folks, if you are here to discuss with us the parting of Leonard Peltier. Unfortunately, my special guest, Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio, had to reschedule. We'll bring him back on. We will get that coverage to you once we get Mr. Pilot rescheduled. Hang on. We're going to complete our discussion about housing and